Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. What's going on, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
I got your name right.
You did. I'm so surprised. I'm so proud of you.
Let's see how long.
You call me Conrad or something.
Yeah. Or comrade. I say comrade. Okay. Comrade Connor.
Oh, yeah. We're communists now.
Yeah. I want to talk about something, man, as we start the show, man, that is really still pretty amazing to me, man. You know, people who have religious beliefs, and their beliefs somehow supersede everything and everybody else, right? You know, whatever their beliefs are, everybody has a right to their beliefs. But what you don't have a right to is to force your beliefs on other people. Mm-hmm. And this has been an ongoing issue in this country for a long, long time, man. People who want to force their religious beliefs on others. And so it's fine if, you know, whoever or whatever you are, and your beliefs are, you're entitled to those. And I see my guest has just made it in the door. Is that too loud for you, Dr. Michael Rosen?
Can't hear anything right
now. You can't hear anything. Let's see. Here is,
too loud now.
Okay, what about that?
A little bit down.
What about there?
That's good.
All right, good morning to you, Dr. Michael Rosen.
A little bit more down.
Okay.
Good morning to you, Earl. And
What about there?
That's good.
Okay, for those who don't know, Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired MATC economics professor and a former president of MATC Faculty Union. And what else are you?
That's pretty much it. I'm a father, grandfather, longtime Milwaukeean homeowner.
Well, it's good to have you back in the studio. Bring that microphone down to you. Look, pull it towards you.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
There you go. You got that great voice. You know, Mike, Dr. Rosen, how you been?
Real good. But I want to apologize to you, Earl, and your listeners. I got caught in a lot of traffic coming out.
Oh, come on.
Today.
You don't have to be apologize. You're here, man, and it's good to have you here. I'm glad that you're going to be a part of the program. I'm really excited because you are a fighter. You're a fierce fighter, and you're a fighter for unions. You're a fighter for the average person, the downtrodden. Heck, you're just like I am.
Yeah, well, Earl, I think for both of us, it comes from our backgrounds.
Right.
I mean, our backgrounds are very different. I mean, you're African-American, and you worked at A.O. Smith, and your father worked at A.O. Smith.
Right.
And I'm sure your family's roots are in the South.
Yeah.
No, I don't know the facts.
Right.
But, I mean, I know the general history of African-Americans in Milwaukee.
Right.
I'm quite different in the sense that My grandparents didn't come from the South. They came from Vilna in Lithuania as immigrants who were from Odessa in the Ukraine as immigrants. And they were escaping the same kind of poverty and discrimination, pogroms that Jewish people faced in Eastern Europe, and they fled to the United States My grandfather ended up working in a sweatshop in Baltimore, and I still have the clipping that my father gave me where he got arrested in a strike in 1913.
Wow.
I think that it's, and of course in my background, a couple of my aunts are Holocaust survivors, and they lost many of their family members in World War II. To the fascists, to the Nazi party. They were exterminated at Auschwitz and in Poland, just shot a couple of my aunt's brothers. And so I think that for both of us, our history informs our outlook on the world and our, the positions that we take.
You know, Dr. Rosen, there's also another connection. Your younger brother and I worked together, and my older brother and you worked together.
Exactly.
So, that's
a lot of personal connections.
Yeah, really. And man, it's so great to have you here. I want to begin. I'm talking about a young man, a teen in Texas who was a Christian and who got fired from his job because he said he's facing religious persecution because his job wouldn't allow him to go to church on Sunday. I don't know where people are coming from, Dr. Rosen. I really don't understand how. And then you say, "Well, this is happening to me because I'm a Christian," and that it becomes a big story because you know going in that this is a job. He's a teenager, and so how does it come to be a big deal because he's being fired because he doesn't work on Sunday because he said I'm a Christian and they're persecuting me for being a Christian because I want to go to church on Sunday? Well, he can go to church on Sunday, but he can't have it both ways, right? I mean, where are we at with all this?
I'll tell you an interesting personal story, and then I think I can put it in a broader perspective. The personal story is that when my grandfather, the one who got arrested in a strike, first came to the United States, he and his wife, he got hired by a man who owned a Jewish man who owned a business, a small factory, and my grandfather was Jewish, and my grandfather went to the owner and said, "Well, I can't work on the Sabbath, which for Jews is Saturday."
Right.
And the owner said, "If you don't work on Saturday, you don't have a job." My grandfather didn't get headlines in the newspaper saying that there was discrimination against Jews. He simply had to make a decision. At that point, he made a decision to keep the job.
Right.
He needed it as a poor immigrant in this country. But put it in the broader perspective, there is a myth in this country that's being perpetrated, that is that Christians are under assault.
Yes.
It's a total myth. If you look at if you look at any power structure analysis in this country of who runs the banks, who runs the Supreme Court, who dominates U.S. corporations, you'll see that the vast majority of people, in fact, are white, except white male Christians. This is part of an effort. A right-wing, white supremacist effort, frankly, to promote what's called Christian nationalism, and to say that America is a Christian nation, which is historically incorrect. Many of the founding fathers weren't Christians; they were deists. But the fact of the matter is that there's a political motivation behind these kinds of activities that are trying to and are promoting an ideology that is Christian nationalism. And if you study both the roots and the history of Christian nationalism, it is explicitly white supremacist. It is explicitly anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, and it is explicitly an ideology that I think most is anti-American, frankly.
You know, Dr. Rosen, all of those things you just channeled, all those things you just said, it's kind of at the root of what is a festering problem in this society now, that people can't seem to figure out. Well, they don't want to say it, right? I mean, there are folk on the left who do know that what you've just talked about is true. Mm-hmm. And it's at the root of all of these issues that we are dealing with right now, or majority of these issues we are dealing with right now in this country, and yet people can't say it or can't bring themselves to say it.
The fundamental principle of the country was the separation of church and state. People have the absolute right to worship whatever God and in whatever institution of faith that they want. But one of the principles that was established in this country and that is central to having a democracy where all people are respected as citizens is that there needs to be a separation. And what's really ironic about the people arguing that Christians are under attack, and remember a few years ago, Donald Trump was saying there's a war on Christmas,
right?
As someone who's not a Christian, but who has lived in this society where the dominant religion is Christianity, I can tell you that I've never seen Christmas, Easter, or any of the Christian religious holidays minimized. In fact, they're strongly promoted. At the same time, we try not to have them become the national religion.
You know, Dr. Rosen, you're so on point, because when you shouldn't have to argue with people. The nation supposedly, I mean, there's all these other beliefs that are in this nation, and those are the things that supposedly made the nation great, because people with all these different beliefs and freedoms are supposed to have equal footing in this society. But clearly at this point and at this juncture, it is getting further and further away from tolerance in this nation. And people, if you are Muslim, believe in Islam, Islam, Judaism, Taoism, Buddhism, whatever your ism is, it's going to take a back seat to Christians, because Christians outnumber everybody else in the society, which should have nothing to do with what they claim that this nation was founded on. I got to go to a break. My guest is Dr. Michael Rosen, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.